Schoolboy and Kendrick came over the same day. It was right when Schoolboy got signed. It was the day he got signed, and I had met them both. The same day they came to my lab. And Q was like, he was like, he was just so hyped to work. He was like, you know what I mean? Yo, First Infantry. I was like, you First Infantry? He's like, man, that's why he said it on that song. He was like, I've been trying to get a beat from you since then. And then we kind of, and he always, like, when we worked, even the joints on his album, you hear, it was just like, he told me he really liked 50, Kanye. He was telling me his favorite rappers over as I got to know him. And I was just kind of mixing them up in my mind and making some shit like that. Like, I was thinking, like, if I was doing some beats for 50, because he put his different twist on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? His, you know, Q, he's got like the street angle, but he's not, he has nothing to prove because he was that. So that's why I think his music is dope, because he's like a different era of gangster rap from LA. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to like put so much on it, because his history is what it is. And, you know, so we just started working, but it was dope because I didn't have to like fit in a way. Yeah. So it was kind of like, you know, and then, you know, we'll see where everything goes, but for now, it's been good to work with these new, and it's a blessing, because like there's new cats who are in the game kicking ass. So for me to even be around, like these, I tell them, you know what I mean. It's a blessing. You know, they maybe at first they were like, you know, Ak was excited to work with me, but I'm like, man, you're helping me out now. How many people I meet in the street are like that Action Bronx and shit or whoever, you know? And so it helps give me new life, and you know, when I tell people like Hav and other people who I think are dope or Large Pro, yo, come on, man. I'm always that guy. All of them. I'm always the motivator. Come on. This is not, all of us.
Right.
On. Everybody.
So have you ever had to cater? Like, and who have you had to cater to? Like what's that process like?
Man. If it ever got that way, I gotta think. I'm fucking so stubborn that I probably failed anytime I had to cater. There was a couple times maybe Paul, like Rosenberg, gave me some tasks. Like, do this, you know, or like, I remember one time he had OB was signed and they wanted me to flip some like LA type sounding beat or some G Funk shit or something. And it was like, I was trying too hard and it felt like work for hire. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
But then I remember doing a beat. I think it was, I'm a Mechanic. I used my hammer, the 50 Cent joint. It was this joint called Mechanic. It never came out. It was like on the street. But I think it was similar to what Paul was looking for. It was like, see, you do this for him, but you didn't do it for us. It was, because no, I maybe mentally, I was like, felt freer, you know what I mean?
When no
you,
pressure
I'm just,
you get into organic and then,
of course. The Grand Theft Auto thing was the first time of really doing work for hire and having to please the client on some, but they were really cool, and the dude who hired us was like, totally got it. So it wasn't like crazy, but it was a lot of, okay, let go. It's not about your artistic voice or whatever, because you do your music. This is for the game. So it was more like catering, and it was good because it was like, it taught me that as well. You can't always be just, hey, you know, I know what's good. It's just the way I want it. You know what I mean? And that's cool, you know, for yourself. But, you know, like the Grand Theft Auto shit was dope because we couldn't sample. So they assembled a band and like recorded music to 2-inch reel and everything that sounded like samples, because they wanted us to do what we do. At first, we were doing keyboard beats because we knew it was no sampling. It was like really wasn't us. Mm-hmm. So they were like, nah, we want your sound. Mm-hmm. So they assembled a band, played all this music to 2-inch tape, and then dumped it to Pro Tool Sessions and gave them to us. So we literally had crazy shit to chop, and we still made beats the way we make beats. Yeah. But the source material was free and clear. With the Schoolboy album, the joint I did, I had to give up everything. 100% on the publishing, and I was like, because the sample people wanted it. It was some group from London.
Damn.
And it was like, they wanted the money, and it was like, you know what? Fuck it, because to have that record, it was dope to me, and to being on his record sometimes. But it ends up, for me, it just hurts my pockets. Everybody else ain't tripping because they pay it and gets it cleared.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, luckily over the years, I was able to have it where I'm not fucked up, where I can't, you know, for my pockets, I could take a L here and there and it's cool as long as the records are dope. But
at the end of the day, it's still an Alchemist beat that's on his record.
That, it's yeah, still a good yeah, for me, yeah. But I mean, I'll, you know, in the future, I'm definitely thinking like Khalil and certain people been telling me, come on, man, you know, it, records are good for source material. Because I've been known, all the homies, they know I'm maniac overseas records. It's just always my thing. Like, there's so many levels of beat making. Like, you could just be a record digger, and that could be just your job. Mm. But we got, like, you know, there's so many hats you wear. You spend hours and days digging, find some records, then you go home. Then there's the beat making process. Then there's the getting somebody to like it. Then they record the vocals. Then the mix. Then the so there's so many steps. You know what I'm saying? That you could just get caught up in one of them. And I know a lot of dudes are not on that digging shit anymore. It's kind of like, like, I know I have certain friends that I still, you know, like Large Pro, every time I'm in New York, let's go. He's just like, you know, embedded in him, you know what I mean? J-Rock in LA, he goes with me all the time. Certain people, it's also like, it gets your mind moving. Yeah. When you're going through records, it's kind of like, even if you have the record already, it's just, it's like discipline, you know what I mean?
But do you look at people that don't do that as kind of odd?
Like sample?
Nah, that, like that, that don't do nah, digging. Nah, like because just do,
it's a, it's, it takes a lot of patience, and it's kind of like, I totally get it. Because if you're musically inclined, that's not a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Like having the patience to go through and find sounds. You know what I mean? And that's why a lot of good artists or musicians have engineers and people to set shit up for them, and they just come in and do what they do best. You know what I mean? Me, I was never a technical dude. Like Justice was an engineer first and was always technical, and I was never technical. Even though my name, like, they think, like Alchemist, sounds like I'm a scientist.
Yeah.
Yo, I always said that, I'm fronting, man. Like, my ear, my ear is what, to me, was always what I was good at.
Yeah.
Like, my ear. I trust my ear. I like beats without, like, LP's, he barely samples, and he's, like, one of the illest to me. Like, yo, I love LP shit. I've been talking to him for a minute about doing some shit together. I fuck with LP crazy. Like, that shit he's been doing with Mike,
it's
crazy. Please do.
It's crazy. Yeah, like, you know, so, you know, I know sometimes people, like, they hear my style and think it's like I'm only into that. I like music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm a listener, you know what I mean?
You doing gospel, you obviously
did. That was a trip, right? Yeah, like, just going, I mean, and just going through gospel records, man, like, weeks and weeks, fucked me up, because every song is about the same, this one guy. Every song, they don't change the topic up, you know what I mean? There's like standards too with gospel music, so it's like maybe like a lot of songs sound similar, so you really gotta have patience to find that, those peculiar ones that are interesting, you know what I mean? But there is some shit, like the Three Kings beat, you know that joint?
Jake
been on the gospel shit for a minute, but there's certain joints or like, the one he did on Drake album.
Yeah, that's
what's a gospel. Well, you could tell with the chorus. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's endless. It's just a new realm. Like early days, it was all jazz, CTI records, all the Bob James, all that.
Yep.
Then it turned into soul, and then it was progressive rock. And as a you just find something to get into, so you kind of like have, you know what I mean, some direction to go and kind of dig, bug out. But
what made you do like Russian music for Russian Roulette?
That,
like,
was a trip to Russia.
That was literally me and Evidence had a trip to Russia. It was the first time going to Russia, and the promoter called me and said, "What do you need out here?" I was like, "Records and weed." I was like, "I'm good." You know what I mean? So he told the kids who had bought tickets to the show, like, or he promoted it as you get 15% off for the ticket of the show if you bring records to the artist. And yo, this is so ill. They had a press conference. We got off the plane, like three planes. We just wanted to go to sleep. And the porter was like, "No, we set up this press conference." I was like, "No, man. We took three planes, man. Please, can we go to the hotel?" He's like, "No, I've set this press conference up." So reluctantly, me and Ev went to the press conference. We walk in, there's mad Russian kids with the press conference, with the table, with the mics, and they all had records.
Oh my God.
And like,
crazy.
After the press conference, they just came up and were just like, "Yo, you..."
Here you go.
I mean, that's, I came crazy. Home, me and everyone, we had a raffle in the room. "Oh, you get this one, I get that one, you get this one, I get that one." You know what I mean? And then, so then I went home and kind of just made it. It was like inspired by Ono, how he did Ethiopian, like certain people would kind of zone in on one realm.
On that particular sound.
Yeah, or that one country. Because every country I travel to, you'll go digging and you'll find the records that are from that country, and you'll be like, "Damn, they had some shit out here." And what you find out is, people are dope everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There is no one. Yes. And you just discovered like different good artists in every country. So Russia, I had never seen a record before. We had never did shows out there ever. Mm-hmm. It's just like a new market opened up. I felt like, damn, man, some beat makers is gonna be like, yo, he's bugging. Where's the drums? What's going on here? But then I was like, yo, you know what? I started thinking about my brother. And I was like, he just likes music. I gotta make music for people that just like music too, and not just rappers and beat makers, because it could limit you. Because I remember I used to be afraid to play beats for Premiere, like, that had a clap. Like, if a beat had a clap in it, I was shook to play it for Premiere. And I remember he came to my house the day that I made We Gonna Make It. I had it on the ASR-10. I had a one bedroom shit, and he came over to like get some weed or something. I had some weed to come over. And I never used to play in beats. And he was coming over, and I was like, yo, fuck it, man. I'm playing him this beat. I don't care if he's clapping it. And I remember he came over, and I was like, yeah, I got this beat I was playing him, man. I played it for him. He was like, yeah, it's just cool. I can rap to that. He's like, I can rap to that. Because he always says that. He always says that when he likes a beat. Like, he act like he's about to rhyme. Yeah. Yeah, I can rap to that. I can rap to that. You know what I mean? And I just remember, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I can't always worry about if Preem's gonna like the snare or not, you know what I mean? I felt like I could, and that was part of the way for me to realize how to create my own sound too. Because his beat was exactly how a beat was supposed to sound, always to me. But then at some point it was like, all right, man. Can't always just worry about that. You gotta trust it and make a different sound sometimes and pull from different, you know, inspirations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really listening, like, hip hop coming over and fucking my head up with a lot of MF Doom and Madlib tapes. As I was kind of in my zone over the years, the Mobb Deep years, I was like this, man. I didn't listen. I missed out on a lot of good shit. You know, if it wasn't something I was working on. And I remember when that Doom album came out a couple years ago, Born to This or whatever, and Hop was at the crypt, and he loved, he's a MF Doom addict. So is Earl, like you could tell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, super influenced. And he was playing me shit, you know what I mean? And it was like, I was like, damn, this shit is dope, the new Doom album. I said, play me his old shit from, you know, 10 years ago. And it was like equivalent, like I could almost, and it reminded me of some Gang Green shit. I was almost worried, like, damn, hope people don't think we're tapping into this shit, because I really never really, really listened. Now I can't, like, Doom is like the most played in my computer lately, because he's one of the last dudes that's like mysterious and dope to me, with all this social media and knowing everything about everyone. It's so dope to me that there's so something out there that's still a little mysterious. You know what I mean? But it was like Hop was fucking my head up with a lot of that stuff, and Madlib beats, and then working with Rock, and the, like the minimalist style of the beat making, where it was like, there's a beat that is banging and dope and is like better for a beat competition, and then there's sometimes a beat that creates a light vibe or something in it is just making you feel a certain way, and there isn't a knocking drum in it, and it leaves room for somebody like Rock, because the way he rhymes is so like light, it's just kind of floating off his tongue, you know what I mean? He's not always like in the booth beasting, but the potency and the words and his delivery, those beats complement it, where we talk about it like, damn, we gotta, you know, sometimes those big beats, it's like they push you out of the way as a rapper. The drums and the snare are like, get the fuck out of the way. It's like, how do you get in and do your dance as a rapper? You're trying to do your double dutch and the snare and the beat is like, you know what I mean? And there's no room. And even listening to Dre shit over the years, or working ever with 50, anytime I played beats for 50, he always would pick ones that were like almost empty. If you think of a lot of his beats, not too much going on, so there's room for you to be the star. You, the rapper is the star of the record. You know, we have to play a backseat as a producer. I mean, of course, the beats, you know, are really help make a record a hit. But what you're selling is the rapper on the record in order for it to really be great. I want to make music for everybody. So I don't only want to make music for a dude who cares about it, where your snare's sitting or how you chopped up the loop. You know what I mean? And that's shop talk. You know what I mean? And we got to make records just for the listeners, you know what I'm saying? And that, and I think you guys, as listeners, have a good combination of both. Because it seems like you guys know the technical side, but really, you guys' opinions, usually what overrides it is how you guys really feel about the music. Yeah. It isn't really, it comes down to, you know what I mean? Listen, man, this is something I love. I feel this. Usually it doesn't even take much explanation. If it's something you like, it's like, yo, listen, this is my type of shit. You know what I mean? That's what makes me, and it makes everybody individual. Yep. You know what I mean? So
that's what's up. I wanted to get back into that, like, so, like, to let the people know. So you actually watched Dead in Hip Hop?
Yes, I watch Dead End Hip Hop. Straight up, man.
So just like, what's your take on what we do and everything? Like, what,
I love it. Yeah. Like I said, I you know, like I tune in regularly, and when a good album comes out or a project, I definitely like to see what y'all take is on it individually. Like I said, you know, you got a bump in the whip. You know, I know, you know, the personalities, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, Mike definitely opinionated. Waiting for his time to say what he got to say, because he's about to drop the ball. Every time, he's like, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
In a minute. I got something to say. Yeah. So, you know, like, I respect all the opinions, you know what I mean? And I think it's dope, like I said from the beginning when I first saw it. I was like, yo, this is crazy. You know what I mean? How they really dug in to Ev's album and I respect like all the opinions, like whether it's love or hate, it's dope, because I know that everybody's coming from a genuine perspective and everybody is individual and like certain things, and I think it's important, man. I think between y'all and my man with the shades, with the glasses, Fantano, I think y'all got it locked as far as like respected opinions on the net. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys thought it was gonna turn into something big or nothing, but I think it's wherever y'all want to take it. You know what I mean? And keep it in house as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I fuck with the King of the Dot guys for years, right?
Really?
From day one, I'm a big battle rap fan. I know all the battle rappers, and they always bug out when I meet them because I know their shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, damn, you. I'm like, whatever, man. That brought the verse against you. You know what I mean? But they're growing too since when I first met them, and I told them the same thing, like, yo, just keep it as much in house as you can until it's like, you know what I mean, really, really gonna set up your kids or something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, this is what you guys got, and the reason it's dope is because you guys control it.
Right.
Like, if it was some jerk who had money, who was paying y'all, was like, "Hey, what is it?"
Yeah.
It should have started turning something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like anything. It's like, you know, the same way you guys have your controls, how we do in the studio, and that's why quality control.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
What's
so that's good that you guys are keeping it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until your time is right.
Yeah, I know you said you mentioned you told people about it. Anybody like any names that?
Yeah,
you might know that you might have told about it.
I mean, damn, in my circle, pretty much everybody knows. You know what I mean? And whoever comes by the studio, at least, you know. But, damn, what names? I gotta think.
Anybody in our future?
Definitely put them onto it. Yeah, Dom's definitely seen it. I don't know how much Dom's like, yo.
I know, man.
Kept it real, though.
Wait, yeah, I like it.
Nah, it was a respected. I talked to Hop about it too.
Oh, you did?
Because he was like, "You see that?" I was like, "Yeah," but I think you know what I mean. You guys, I think, you know, for young artists, you know what I mean. Not everybody knows how to take criticism. If he was smart, he'll be able to take that and grow off of it, because there was no hate in it.
Right.
How I felt, it was honest opinion. Like I said, at first, as an artist, you always are tight when they don't agree with you. But if you're smart, when you calm down from that. You calculate, and I think you could grow off of that shit. At least I always do. If there's anything that is really real criticism, it's like I just learned to grow off of it. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I definitely put a lot of people up on it.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, man. This is dope. I'm like, you know what I mean? I made it. I'm out here, man.
Yeah.
Dead in Hip Hop Kid. Did it, man.
Because I heard, like, what, Brother Ali, he watched, and I heard, like, Play for Kid and Play. I was like, dang, all these people, like, really watch this?
Brother Ali was talking about the evidence review. He was saying he was floating all over the Rhymesayers office.
It was, man. Everybody was fucking with that, man. It was dope. Yeah. It was good for Ev. You know, he was real hype, you know what I mean? Because,
it's crazy.
You know, Ev, he been that guy since we were kids.
Yeah.
Still to this day, as far as always having that chip, like, he wants to prove it. He's dope. He's still that way. He's still, that's why he keeps coming with it, because he's like, he really, that meant a lot to him. You know what I mean? And at least to hear from cats that really fuck with him, it was like, wow. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially, like, all four black dudes bugging on that. Because his shows ain't like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like, yo, that was ill to him. I was like, yo, you know what I mean? It was dope. You know what I mean? Just to get that opinion and to see that people fuck with him outside of LA. You know what I mean?
I didn't think it would be something that artists would watch. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, over the years, just seeing that more and more artists are tuning in and actually watching, you know, what we have to say about their work. And actually pulling out pieces that they use to apply to some of their future work, which I think is dope. Because I never imagined that, first of all, I never imagined we would be sitting here with you, for one. And I never imagined that artists would actually sit down and value what we say.
I think the format is dope too, man.
Because you all seem like you all really are friends with each other, but it's like the loose format.
Right.
In which you guys kind of just kick ideas back and forth and have like a respected debate. Yeah. Let's say we don't have many outlets or people that you can respect who, you know, are doing this shit. That's cool. Definitely consider you guys that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I got to see y'all in a couple years, see where y'all going with it. You know?
Yeah.
I can be like, yeah, man, I knew.
I
got to
come out to L.A. I've never been there.
Anytime y'all come to L.A.,
yeah,
come by my spot.
I'm in L.A. quite a bit, man.
Come through. I'm right there in Santa Monica by the beach. Dope studio. Just be there working anytime, man.